Dad says, "No one cares, Catherine. Don't be so sensitive." But he's wrong. People do care. Beside me, David checks his watch. "I'll pick you up at 5 o'clock. "Well, maybe 5 o'clock," I say. "Sometimes Dad's late." David shrieks, "5 o'clock! Shh!" I scan the yards around us to see if anyone heard, and my stomach flips. A moving van is parked in front of the house next door, back wide open, half full of chairs and boxes. From inside the truck, two men appear, carrying a couch between them. My hands tremble, trying to zip my backpack. "Come on, David. Mom said go to the car." David stands with his sneaker toes on the top step, like it's a diving board, and he's choosing whether to jump.
5 o'clock, he says.
The right answer would be maybe, but David only wants surefire answers. Yes and no and Wednesday at 2 o'clock, but never maybe or it depends or worst of all, I don't know. Next door, the movers set the couch on the driveway. If I hurry, I can ask them before they head into the house. "Okay," I say. "Dad will pick you up at 5 o'clock. That's the rule." David leaps down the steps just as the moving men climb into the van. He might not understand some things, but David loves rules. I know I'm setting up a problem for later because Dad's always late, but I have rules too, and one of mine is, sometimes you've got to work with what you've got. I take David's elbow to hurry him. "Let's go past the fence and talk to those men." A little spring mud remains under the pine trees near the fence. Only a month ago, puddles were everywhere when Mrs. Bowman called me over to say her house had been sold to a woman with a 12-year-old daughter. "I knew you'd be pleased," she said. "I told the realtor I have a girl just that age living next door and maybe they can be friends." A few weeks later, I had stood on my porch, waving, as Mrs. Bowman's son drove her away to her new apartment attached to his house. It feels wrong that Mrs. Bowman's not living in the gray shingled house next door anymore, and her porch looks empty without her rocking chairs. But I'm tingly with hopes, too. I've always wanted a friend in my neighborhood, and a next-door friend would be best of all. Usually in summer, I do lots of things by myself because my best friend, Melissa, spends the whole vacation in California with her dad. This year will be different, though. The girl next door and I can do all my favorite summer things together, swimming at the pond, watching TV, and riding bikes. We could even send midnight messages from our windows, using flashlights and Morse code, like next-door friends do in books. And the best part, David won't have to come since Mom won't have to drive me and pick me up.